Yeah, KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter making our way through a Wednesday morning and heading off into a St. Patrick's Day. Thought it'd be fun to talk to somebody from Sean O'Donnell's, and I got lucky because I don't have just anybody from Sean O'Donnell's. I have a Sean O'Donnell on the phone right now, Junior.
Yeah, that's right. One of two, actually.
Yep, got a senior and a junior. Well, first off, tell me about how the whole restaurant came to be.
My dad, Sean O'Donnell Sr., he bought a restaurant down on 41st and Hoyt called the 41st Street Bar and Grill, and ran that with a partner of his until 1997, and then ended up changing the name to Sean O'Donnell's. A few years later, bought and developed a piece of property in South Everett off 128th Street. And then that's when I came in the picture. Graduated from college, and my dad said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "I want to run a restaurant." We just gathered up the whole family. Nobody really had much money, but we all had a little bit and started building them. And now we're up to 4 locations throughout the state.
That's awesome. And you got a lot of O'Donnells running around the company, right?
Yeah, that's right. O'Donnells and in-laws. And now we got a couple nieces and nephews that are growing up, and hopefully someday they're a part of this as well.
That is so awesome. Well, okay. Today is St. Patrick's Day, the Super Bowl of being Irish. What's happening at Sean O'Donnell's today in consideration that we do have a pandemic going on?
Yeah, you know, it's going to look a little different than it has in years past. A year ago, March 15th, 2020, we were shut down for in-house dining, and so we went takeout only that year. This year, we're fortunate enough that the cases have come down a little bit, and we're able to offer limited capacity indoors, but our primary focus is going to be on takeout and delivery. We've got a drive-through set up at our South Everett location where we're asking the guests to stay in their car, pull up just like you would at McDonald's, except for this is O'Donnell's. Place your order and you'll be in and out in no time at all. So we will have in-house dining. Of course, all the Irish favorites, corned beef and cabbage, shepherd's pie, bread pudding, and got 22 kegs of Guinness ready to sell.
Jeez. Wow. Okay, Sean, let's say I'd never been to Sean O'Donnell's before. What should I order so that I'd have the quintessential Sean O'Donnell's experience?
Your best bet, of course, start with a pint of Guinness. We do it properly. It comes straight from Dublin, Ireland. And then what I'd be eating is corned beef and cabbage. Not an extremely traditional Irish dish, but synonymous with Irish Americans.
So do you do an Irish accent, or like me, don't even try?
Yeah, I don't want to. Maybe after a couple pints of Guinness, then I might put a little one on. But proud to have heritage in Ireland, but I was born here.
Well, thanks so much, Sean. I know it's going to be a busy and long day, but happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
Absolutely. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you as well. I appreciate the help.
Yeah, Sean O'Donnell's, if you want to get your Irish on today, they are open, just so you know.
It's great songs and morning fun with Tim Hunter on KRKO.